Brighton Festival 2017. All of the news, reviews, and what not to miss at Brighton Festival 2017. Radio Reverb, the only station on air with a dedicated Brighton Festival hour.
And spoken word performer Luke Wright is performing at the Spire in Kemp Town on Friday. His show The Toll takes in flat roof pubs and half-bought couches of Brexit Britain.
Hello, my name's Luke Wright. I'm a poet and my show is called The Toll.
It sounds like a rather doomy title. I'm thinking Death Toll, For Whom the Bell Tolls.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's based on my second collection of the same name. And, yeah, it is about the toll that life can take on you. But also, I don't want to paint a gloomy picture because it's first and foremost, it's a good night out, lots of laughter. And the show really is about finding those moments of joy and euphoria within the everyday toll of life.
We are living in times where it feels a little bit difficult sometimes to find joy and euphoria.
Yeah, I think it is if you let the news guide your mood. And I think some people do, but I think for most people, we're able to sort of hold in our heads the fact that, yeah, there's quite a gloomy prospect for the world out there, or things aren't going the way we'd like them to right now. However, there are, of course, lots of other moments of joy that we can take from our personal lives and our friends and, you know, just the solidarity of opposing the things that we see wrong with the world. So, yeah, I think yes, okay, there is. We do have a gloomy news cycle at the moment, but there's much to take heart in.
But you are a performer who doesn't shy away from politics.
Oh, no, not at all. No, a good chunk of my stuff's political. And if it's not overtly sort of party political, then I do always think there's some sort of social issue that I'm dealing with in my poems, yeah.
I was interested to see in one of your other performances, you were looking back at the Red Wedge movement from the 1980s of bands who were getting together actively to support the Labour Party at that time. So you had people like the Redskins, Style Council, those kind of things. What sparked your interest in that? Because obviously that you would have been like probably not even born then when that was happening.
Yeah, I was born. I was born in 1982, so I was five.
You were titchy then.
Yeah, I was very little. Well, it was reading or rereading actually the last part of the John Harris book about Britpop and about this Burnley meeting between John Prescott and Damon Albarn. And one of the things Damon Albarn says to John Prescott, "Oh, if I get involved with New Labour or support you and stuff, it's not going to be like Red Wedge, is it?" And I started researching Red Wedge and realised that actually the idea was that the coolness of the bands would rub off on the politics, but actually the utter untrustworthy uncoolness of the politics rubbed off on the bands, and actually it didn't sort of work in that way, or it seemed a bit sort of, so yeah, I knew obviously that they were doing this the Jeremy Corbyn tour and stuff like that, and I was really interested in this idea of, you know, the time when music and culture comes together to works with politics, but as is the way, you create a character to go into that world, and that character then takes you off in different sort of places. And so, yeah, I have written this play that's set in 1987 on a tour where they're being very political, and it's in the lead up to the 1987 election. But it's not really an examination of that so much as more a personal story of one young man's sort of quest for something to believe in.
Music now is probably the most apolitical it's been since 1950s, early 1960s. It seems to be falling to spoken word artists to fit into that gap at the moment.
Yeah, well, and that's good. But I mean, I think there's a limit to what you can do in a 3-minute poem. I mean, you can soapbox, but I mean, often when you soapbox, and I say this as someone who soapboxes frequently, but I mean, I think there's a limit to what you can convince, how you can change heart. You can't change hearts and minds. I think you can just sort of make people feel better about what they already think, which is good. I think there's a place for that. What's interesting with the longer pieces I've got, the sort of 60-minute pieces, is you are able to sort of tell more involved stories, and the politics can be sort of more lurking in the background. And I think that's how you win people over. I think what poetry can do is, it's best at emotion. So rather than it being a shouty, like, you must think this, it's better for winning people's hearts. And you can do that in a way that sort of brings politics into it. But I think it's more effective if it's not sort of too, you know, obvious and too didactic.
You are going to be speaking to an audience who I think will be on your side. And obviously Brighton and Hove was one of the places which voted most vehemently to remain. What happens when you take your work further afield? I mean, do you find that you end up with an audience who is broadly in agreement with you, or do you play to much more kind of mixed audiences?
I think I do play to more audiences, especially in the Sticks. And I live in Bungay in North Suffolk. And Bungay in North
Suffolk.
Great name. Yeah, it is, isn't it? Yeah. You know, that's. I mean, it's not a completely conservative sort of area, but it is certainly. I mean, and we've got Tory MP, and there's definitely much more of a mix of people. I don't live in a sort of, you know, a liberal left wing bubble, really, other than the ones I do online, I guess. So, and I think the thing is, people, especially with satire, no one ever thinks, "Oh God, they're doing me." You know, they always think it's someone more extreme than them anyway. So, I think it's great to be able to do my stuff to audiences who don't agree with me. I think that's what you should be doing. Otherwise you are just screaming into the echo chamber.
What can people expect then for your show?
Well, there's about 10 poems in it. Some are stories, some are sort of funnier stuff. There's some quite extreme sort of like wordplay. So I've got a poem in there about Ian Duncan Smith that only uses one type of vowel in the whole poem. I've got another single vowel poem in "you," which is a bit gross.
I saw the video for that. It's performed in a toilet, which seemed appropriate.
Yeah, Burt Up Pub. Yeah. There was a video for that one. So they can check that out. There's more poignant pieces and a little bit of, you know, and then in between, I contextualise the poems, introduce them, tell little anecdotes, that sort of stuff. So there's a good mix of stuff. And what I always really want to do with my shows is make have people laughing really hard 1 minute and then sort of pull the rug from under their feet and you know, so just give them a full range of emotions. And I think that's something that poetry can do. And you know, when I first started out, I did the comedy circuit, and you know, I do like making people laugh, but I think this, you can just do more with poems.
And what does it mean to you to be performing in the Brighton Festival, obviously this year as well, Kate Tempest being the guest artistic director?
Yeah, well, I know Kate. I've known Kate for a long time, and so it's really great to see someone from our world up, you know, up there, you know, putting on a festival. That's great. It's always, you know, it's an honour to perform at the Brighton Festival because it's just, well, I mean, you can just tell by the size of venue you play and the amount of people that come in, you know, it's so well publicised. It's, you feel like you're really part of a big, important thing. So, so that's nice. And I love Brighton. I really like it. I've got a lot of friends down here, so it's just great to be in town in May in beautiful weather. Well, hopefully it'll be beautiful weather. Yeah. Oh, England, heal my hackneyed heart. It's shot with guilt, and all those nights I've shared it far too often, England. Bled it almost dry for eager eyes. Traded it for other hearts that turn to gristle in my grasp. Oh, nothing stirs this heart these days. The party tricks have left it sick. Oh, England, heal my hackneyed heart. Oh, England, heal my hackneyed heart. Show me clumps of pastel homes on hills. A couple holding hands in hail, or chalkstone words of love in Dorset Fields. Give me roads the motor clings to, herons over tidal mud, or skinny kids on wild swims, that constable bucolic thing. Oh, England, heal my hackneyed heart. Oh, England, heal my hackneyed heart. Wash it in the North Sea foam. Wrap it up in honey dawn and make poultices from April dusk and chicken soup from sleepy days until it leaps and bangs its cage, until it thumps me with its studs and gives me all the grief it should. Oh, England, heal my hackneyed heart.
That's Luke Wright, and he's going to be appearing at the Spire on Friday with his spoken word piece, The Toll.
Brighton Festival 2017. Radio Reverb, the only station on air with a dedicated Brighton Festival hour.